Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
With us now, the Illinois State Police Director, Brendan Kelly, who is responsible for 3,000 employees, seven divisions, including criminal investigations of violent crime. Brendan, I have the same question everybody's asking you these days. What is going on, especially on the expressways? Nearly 200 shootings this year. Why? Have any idea?
Well, good morning. It is a tremendous challenge. This is a unique challenge that the Illinois State Police have with our responsibilities throughout the state, not just in the Chicagoland area, but throughout the entire state. It's our jurisdiction, but here in this unique section, not just even within the Chicagoland area, but in uncertain areas of the expressways, we're seeing an obvious and very dangerous and concerning rise in the number of shootings that are occurring on the expressways. It was more in 2020 than it was in 2019, and now more in 2021 than it was in 2020. It's definitely the top public safety challenge for the Illinois State Police right now. The causes of it, you know, there's a lot of things you could point at, but at the end of the day, what we're seeing is a number of people who have different motives, different reasons for using gun violence on the expressway. Sometimes it is random. Sometimes it is as a result of road rage. And sometimes it is, more often than not, a result of activity that has begun in neighborhoods, arguments, complaints, beefs against people have against each other, gang activity, drug deals gone bad that escalate and then find their way into multiple moving cars, and they work their way onto the expressways, and they resolve their differences or their issues through the use of gun violence, and they're doing so on our expressways.
Are there certain days, are there times and locations worse than others?
There are, yeah. I mean, the stats are pretty clear that the activity on the Dan Ryan is the greatest, the 290 and the Bishop Ford, to a much lesser extent on I-57, the Stevenson, the Kennedy, the Eads, I-80. Those areas have had much lower rates of expressway shootings, but they are a little more concentrated on the Dan Ryan and the Bishop Ford. And it doesn't, frankly, for us, it doesn't matter. We have to do everything we possibly can to protect every expressway throughout the state. This is our responsibility, and that's why we're bringing to bear whatever resources we have available to us. We're bringing in people from across the state, from different parts and different districts of the Illinois State Police, from patrol, and bringing them in here to increase our numbers and increase our presence. We know that if we increase that presence, you can have a deterrent effect, and that's why we're bringing in additional people to try to bend the curve and get the numbers headed back in the right direction.
Are there certain times of the day or days of the week that this is more prevalent?
It is consistent with criminal activity, not just in any part of the interstate or any part of the city or any real part of the country, really. We know there are patterns when that crime increases. It tends to increase at night. That is true for the expressway shootings, and we know that it tends to increase around the weekends and closer to the weekends, and that is true for these shootings as well. But it can occur at any number of those days, and that's why we've got to make sure we are fighting against the violence on the expressways every day of the week and every month of the year. And then we're going to sustain the efforts that we have going forward and working with our partners in any community that the expressways go through to try to reduce the violence. But these are difficult cases, and we acknowledge that, and that's why it's so important to have the help of the public, and that's why we're investing in things, not just additional troopers, but things like the expressway cameras, which we have continued to roll out, $12 million grant from IDOT. Those are being installed. We've had cases even recently where we've been able to develop intel and information and good leads as a result of the ones that have been installed so far. That continues to expand. But I want people to know this is not just about catching the bad guy in the LPR. Because these cases are transient, because they are moving, the physical evidence, the forensics is spread out all over the place. The actual witnesses who may see what would have happened, and sometimes the victims don't get very good information. More often than not, they don't have good information about their attacker, or they're not willing to share that information. That's why we need those LPRs out there. This is not Big Brother spying on speeders. This is our attempt to be able to identify as much evidence as we can and the circumstances we can to solve these expressway shootings and then have those people who are responsible for them be brought to justice.
LPR? LPRs? What are those?
Yeah. License plate readers.
Okay. And yes, quickly, what can you do about this carjacking problem?
Well, obviously, the carjacking problem is not something that's unique to the expressways. This is a challenge that's impacting many parts of Chicago, and we're working very close with the Chicago Police Department on those particular investigations. More often than not, those cases and the investigations of those cases are led by CPD. Occasionally, the events that are involving carjackings find those vehicles that are stolen, they will find their ways onto the expressways, and we're involved in those pursuits and investigations as well. But really, we partner with the Chicago Police Department and the Cook County Sheriff's Department, and some really good efforts that they have been leading to try to combat the carjacking.
And I guess these people going 100 miles an hour that we see, especially in the overnight hours, but sometimes even earlier than that, especially on the Ryan and 57, is this just a question of you don't have enough manpower? You don't have enough resources?
It is always a challenge for us. That's why we're bringing people from different parts of the state in to boost our numbers. But we are constrained by the amount of people that we have. And sometimes the number of speeders that are out there will be more than the number of squad cars that we can possibly have present. Mm. And that's just a reality of the situation. But that's why we have additional cadet classes that have been funded. That's why the governor's very first budget address, he prioritized cadet classes, and we continue to keep the academy, even through COVID, running. We have a cadet class in there right now, another one scheduled for December, and another one scheduled for March. And we're going to keep pushing, and I'm optimistic the legislature is going to give us some more funding to keep those classes coming.
Yeah, well, good luck for all our sakes. Appreciate the time this morning, Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly. Please keep in touch with us, okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.